The following show is a replay of KTQA Daily Briefing. For more information, please call 253-330-8821 or visit us online at daily.ktqa.org.
Good afternoon and welcome to the KTQA Daily Briefing. My name is Becky. You were just listening to a track by Tacoma native poet and musician and artist Be Light, Bethany Montgomery. It is 3:06 p.m. on this Friday, January 8th, and the Daily Briefing is a place where you can tune in Monday through Friday, 3 p.m. with 6 p.m. rebroadcasts to get your notices and resources and information related to the pandemic at the state and hyper-local level. Remember that state-level updates and information on COVID-19 can be found online in multiple languages at coronavirus.wa.gov. Dialing 311 will get you to the City of Tacoma's non-emergency information line. The state's coronavirus Q&A line is staffed 7 days a week, 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. That number is 1-800-525-0127, and they have interpreters for other languages if English is not your strongest. You can call them and ask questions, get linked up to different places and resources. Again, the state's coronavirus Q&A number is 1-800-525-0127. If you prefer texting, you can text the word coronavirus to 211-211 and get your questions answered that way. If you dial 211, you'll get connected to community resources statewide through the United Way. You can also visit wa211.org online. Those resources include awesome things like cash assistance and food benefits, nutrition services, WIC, rental assistance, and behavioral and mental health resources. The Washington Listens support line for managing stress and getting referrals for behavioral health services is 1-833-681-0211. The Suicide Prevention Lifeline phone number for those experiencing more acute distress is 1-800-273-8255 for English. O en español es 888-628-9454. The Crisis Text Line provides confidential text access from anywhere in the United States to a trained crisis counselor. You just got to text the word HEAL, H-E-A-L, to 741-741. If you text the word frontline to 741-741, you'll be connected with a crisis counselor trained to help frontline workers in the fight against COVID. Adolescents can call or text the Teen Link number. That number is 866-833-6546. And oftentimes, at this time of the year, many of us think about changing our habits and doing new things. If you're an individual struggling with substance use or addiction, you can call or text the Washington Recovery Helpline at 366-789-1511. Now, at the Daily Briefing, we usually talk about things at the state and local level, but I do have a little bit of international news because, well, as a state, we border Canada, and anyone traveling to Canada via plane will now be required to have a negative COVID-19 result from a test done within 72 hours of their flight. Once you're in Canada, travelers will still have to quarantine for 14 days. And here in Washington, the governor has updated an emergency proclamation protecting federal stimulus payments from garnishment for consumer debt. This order expires on January 19th, as previously approved by the legislature. The legislature failed to extend two emergency proclamations that had recently expired. The first had suspended the legal requirement for employers to pay shared work benefits, thereby allowing federal stimulus funding to be used to pay for the employer portion of shared work benefits. Federal dollars that the state receives for this purpose now go into the state's trust fund and may not be passed along to employees. The second emergency rule that expired had allowed DSHS to provide assistance to Washington families who do not have minor children during the first part of the pandemic, but now DSHS, the Department of Social and Health Services, is limited to helping only families with minor children. Although if you are struggling, remember you can always go to wa211.org online or call 211 because there are other resources even if you are an individual who's struggling and you do not have minor children at home. Also, at our state level, the state's insurance commissioner has once again extended his emergency order directing all state-regulated health insurers to continue coverage for telehealth like phone and video appointments, as well as to cover all medically necessary diagnostic testing for flu, COVID-19, and certain other viral respiratory illnesses without copay, coinsurance, or deductible. Insurers must also treat drive-up testing sites for COVID-19 the same as a provider visit with no copay, coinsurance, or deductible. And additionally, to help free up hospital beds, health insurers must waive or expedite prior authorization requirements for home health care or long-term care facility services in order to speed up discharging patients who are ready to leave. And this order, this time, lasts through February 7th. If you are a longtime listener of the Daily Briefing, since we've been going since March of 2020, you might notice that that briefing, that update, actually sounds quite familiar. And that's because the state insurance commissioner is limited to emergency orders lasting only about a month. So every month, our insurance commissioner has renewed this particular emergency order. For our regional information today, the Tacoma Pierce County Health Department is reporting 515 new COVID-19 cases today. That's in addition to 302 cases yesterday. Now, this includes about 100 cases from between Christmas and New Year's. The health department notes that we're starting to see an increase in cases that cannot be merely attributed to holiday fluctuations in lab processing and data entry. The county's average cases per day over the last 2 weeks is 258. And with a six-day lag to account for data accuracy, the case rate per 100,000 people in our county is 401. This all indicates that community transmission of coronavirus is quite active right now. For those that are wondering about when they can be eligible for the vaccine, those are the two vaccines that are given emergency use authorization in our country. They are the Pfizer vaccine and the Moderna vaccine. You can go to the Tacoma Pierce County Health Department website at tpchd.org/vax-to-the-future to keep up on to date on the vaccine efforts in our county, and including whether you can be eligible for vaccines based on their availability here and your personal factors like age, health, work, and living situation. You can also use the internet to search for Washington Phase Finder and enter your contact information there and some demographic information, and it'll tell you whether you are currently eligible to receive the vaccine. Right now, we are in phase one of vaccine distribution, transitioning from phase 1A to phase 1B. 1B, as I described earlier this week, has four tiers. Most of those are individuals who are at high risk due to age or health factors or their working situations. And as I said yesterday, there are several school districts in our region who are planning on transitioning some students to in-person learning in the coming weeks and months. In Tacoma Public Schools, kindergarten students will start in-person learning on campus 2 days per week starting January 19th. On January 10th, school principals will be contacting kindergarten families through email, text, and voicemail to let them know which days their children have been assigned to attend school in person. Starting January 25th, preschool students will attend school 2 days per week in groups of up to 15 students. And first and second graders can plan to return to school 2 days per week starting February 8th. On days when students do not attend school in person, they will have assignments from their teacher to work on independently and may also watch live or recorded TPS TV. That's Tacoma Public Schools TV. And there are a series of 45-minute lessons taught by two Tacoma teachers for grades kindergarten, 1, 2, and 3. There are no plans at this time that have been released by Tacoma Public Schools for grade levels 4 through 12. In the Puyallup Public Schools, students in kindergarten and first grade may return starting January 12th. Second and third graders may return starting January 26th, and grades 4 through 6 starting on February 9th. Each grade will attend 2 days a week to start, gradually building up to 4 or 5 days a week. Certain students receiving special education are also allowed to return 4 days per week starting on January 12th in Puyallup. A return for middle and high school students in Puyallup is not yet scheduled and will be based on how it goes with elementary school in terms of public health and safety. And Federal Way Public Schools, a district whose service area reports some of the highest COVID transmission rates in the region, has no plans to bring students to campus until late February or early March at the earliest. And a little bit of local Tacoma news. On Monday, January 11th at 6 p.m., the Hilltop Action Coalition will be airing its weekly update at 6 p.m. via Facebook Live, and I will be one of the week's invited guests. I'll be sharing some updates about the new KTQA studio and ways that you can get involved. We are starting the initial planning stages of things like content and finances and fundraising and plans and goals for 2021 from KTQA. And so if you'd like to get involved, you can email us info@ktqa.org, or you can go to ktqa.org/contact and put in your information there. Ways to get involved include, to start, all remote means. So no in-person meeting. We are still hewing very closely to health and safety measures, but we will be utilizing some virtual platforms to begin organizing and meeting. Now, as usual, we always announce that there are lots of COVID-19 testing sites within our region. If you are experiencing symptoms of COVID-19, or if you've been exposed to someone who's tested positive or exposed to someone who is experiencing symptoms as well, you can get a COVID-19 test. For King County listeners, you can follow links at kingcounty.gov. And for Pierce County listeners, you can visit the Tacoma Pierce County Health Department website at tpchd.org/COVID test. This weekend, remember that you've got Saturday, January 9th. The Tacoma Pierce County Health Department will be out doing their mobile testing event at Tacoma Metro Park's Vassalt Park, Fort Steilacoom Park, Eatonville Middle School, and the State Emission Inspection Station in Lakewood. For those health department tests, there's no ID that's required. It's free. It's open to anyone, and most of those testings run through 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. The one in Lakewood goes a little bit later, so check tpchd.org for specifics. There are also many clinics and offices throughout our region that are also offering COVID-19 tests. You can contact your care providers or your doctors certain clinics and hospitals. All of those places that are offering those tests are at tpchd.org/COVID test. Well, I know that this week it's been a little bit difficult to focus on our hyper-local news, since there has been so much attention brought to news and events going on at the national level. If you'd like to get involved to say, hey, you know what, KTQA really should be talking about that stuff too, that's some of the volunteer reporting and commentary that we would love to be able to facilitate and air on KTQA, where we really want to reflect and be a mirror for our community and city that we live in. This is never meant to be the Sam and Becky show. I'm happy to be doing the daily briefing and bringing us all of our updates and resources, but we do want lots of other kinds of commentary, programming, news, and all that good stuff that reflects your opinions, your things that matter to you, your arts, your music, all of those. But in the meantime, my name is Becky, and I'm happy to have brought you the KTQA Daily Briefing. If you missed any of my links or readouts of phone numbers, you can always go to daily.ktqa.org. Click on the date, and you can read or listen to the Daily Briefing. Remember, you can dial 211 for community resources statewide. Our phone number, where you can call us or text us, is 253-330-8821. And if you missed any part of the Daily Briefing, you can catch our replays right here on 95.3 FM at 6 p.m. And if you aren't on our email list, go to ktqa.org/contact and let us know you'd like to be included. I'll talk to you again on Monday at 3 p.m. with the Daily Briefing, and then hopefully at 6 p.m. where you can tune in to the Daily Briefing or to the Hilltop Action Coalition Facebook Live weekly update. Have a wonderful weekend.
KTQA LP 95.3 Tacoma.